epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get out there and do what you got to do. Maybe like I'm planning on doing, taking a TV out on the deck, multiple beers, sourberry lemonade shots, and if I make it to 7 o'clock, so be it.
That's a Bob Haney staple there. That's right. On a Friday night. Seems pretty good.
Professional.
Not 100 degrees. Nice, too.
Yeah.
How about that?
Then my wife will drag me out to go get something to eat, and see how it goes. We're not here to talk about me. Mike Elias was talking to the media earlier today and talking about various subjects relating to this disappointing season that his fingerprints are all over. But Mike Elias talks about, hey, we're doing all right, but when did you finally decide to cut bait here?
This is a business where there's a lot of competition, and we fell short in the first half. I think the team has played really well lately, and we've gotten healthier, and we've seen the style of play and some of the success that we were hoping for in the last few weeks on the field. But looking at our record, our front office and our entire operation made a decision to sell at the deadline. And I think in the context of that, we are very pleased with the talent that we've received in return. And I think along with our draft, this has been an enormous injection of talent into the Orioles organization over the month of July.
I mean, the reality with all of this is you had an inkling that they were going to go this direction for a long time, just given where they were in the standings, right? So it was to no surprise that they sold, Bob. And honestly, it shouldn't be a surprise who they sold, in my opinion, because even Ramon Laureano is one of those guys you could have kept, but you didn't. I guess some people thought Ramon Urias, so why did you have to move him? Actually, Ramon Urias, as great as he's been in the role he's had for the Orioles, one of the reasons why that some of these young guys were not getting more playing time because they felt that the need to play the team and the players to win right now. And when you rotated that in, that blocked maybe some other guys coming up, a.k.a. a Kobe Mayo. And right. To point that out, by the way, if you hear my logic, Jordan Westbrook, Jackson Holiday, Gunnar Henderson, Mountcastle, O'Hearn, all of them DH. And by the way, the catcher DHs. So when they DH, because you want to give them their at-bats, Ramon inserts into the lineup and someone's being blocked. Very disappointing overall, though, right, Bob? This is a situation that made you rethink, especially for Mike Elias. You got to separate two different things. A lot of things went wrong that you were at the face of this, and you have to take the accountability, which he has said, hey, I have. Now it's going to be actions more than words moving forward. But I thought, though, with what they did and what they got, they did not have pitching depth, Bob, in this organization. They got a ton of it, and they got a lot of upside. And do you mind if I like do a quick example here for a moment? Do you mind?
Do your thing.
So this is why,
ripping it with Ryan.
Yeah, it's ripping it with Ryan. It's the only time my name's on this show, right? So if you like it, well, I hope you like it. But here's the example. When you make trades around the deadline or in the summer to improve your team and you get these prospects back, you're never going to know. You really don't. And that's why people get frustrated with what could be. Now, the Padres, when you see that with A.J. Preller, who's saying you get a prospect. Oh, we want a big leader. We'll give you 7 more prospects. He has shelled away more prospects than I could ever imagine. And the list of players he has given away over the year for prospects, and I'm going to try to find that list, it's ridiculous about how many of those players turned out to be all-stars. But let me tell you the one story I wanted to talk about. Let's go back to, I think it was 2016, maybe. Could be wrong on the year, 17. The White Sox are trying to compete in the Central. So they make a trade for James Shields. And Shields signed a contract the year before. The White Sox think that they could win. And in the article that I read on ESPN, it was saying, yep, and the Padres are hoping this one prospect who is not considered an elite. So he's probably not a top 10. He was not a top 100 prospect. Because they hope that he can develop into an elite bat and maybe stay at short and be a productive big league player. The guy that was in that trade was Fernando Tatis Jr. And he jumped from a nobody name prospect, relatively speaking, to being the next guy. And you know what? He's been a huge foundation piece moving forward. So the Orioles, they got a ton of these lottery tickets pitching-wise, and if you go and watch them, and I can explain some if you want, they got tremendous upside. And you know what? Some of them might not play out, Bob. Or maybe one of those guys turns out to be one of those future building blocks that you're going to go, man, I can't believe we got that guy.
Mike Elias, and you know, I guess kind of praising himself in the organization for the haul that they got. He also said, you know, hey, yesterday was cool, but we kind of put ourselves in this situation.
We were in a position to have to sell because of a very disappointing first half of this team. I mean, I've spoken about it. This is not how we envision this season going, and it's something that we're taking a hard look in the mirror about how we got here. I think a lot of it was bad luck, but there's also stuff that we need to improve on as an organization, and we're going to do that.
Unlucky.
I don't like throwing out the full unlucky. It has been unfortunate with the amount of injuries, but I still go back to the rest of baseball. How many other teams deal with injuries? A lot.
Look at the Yankees. The Braves. The Yankees still winning, Braves not so much, but yes, to your point.
But these teams have talent, and yes, it can be too much, right, Bob? It can be way too much to overcome. And the Orioles, when it feels like you're gaining momentum, something happens. But this goes back to the philosophy of how you play the game and if you find ways to win. You brought up the Yankees. The Yankees lost Gerrit Cole before the season started. And so, yes, Ryan, they got Max Fried. Okay, they got Max Fried. They are missing Luis Gil, the rookie of the year. They've had injuries, and now they don't have Judge. No one feels sorry for you. You know, you got to go find ways to win ball games. And for the Orioles, we mentioned earlier in the show, talent can help you get away when you don't do some things fundamentally well. When you don't have as much of the talent that you hope to have, you have to be more fundamentally sound because the room for error isn't there. And that's what I look at for the Orioles. They were unlucky, but they obviously have done a lot of other things wrong.
By the way, the Dodgers, how many pitchers have they lost this year? And let's go. Mike Elias. Here's the question I have, and I don't speak for you, Ryan. You have. Nolan certainly has, and definitely a lot of our listeners. All right. Things happen. Bad luck, poor decisions, bad roster construction, whatever it is. Young coaching staff. Hider's already been condiffed. The offseason. Mike Elias. What do you and the rest, Sigma Adel, whoever else, has their fingerprints on this? What do you guys have to do in the next 7 months to make sure we're not sitting here again in 2026?
We got to make good moves.
Hell, I mean, yeah.
You look at the league, there's 30 teams. It's a zero-sum competition, meaning that somebody's winning and somebody's losing. Everybody's out there trying to win, and you need to have moves that pan out better than the next guys. So we're trying to be as smart as possible. We've got a few months to plan for 2026, and we're going to take that time to take a look at the landscape and figure out plan A, plan B, plan C, and then try to execute it. But in the meantime, we have the ability to supplement the team as we go along here the next few months, hope to keep coaching-wise, keep our players on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
It goes back to what I said just a few minutes ago. actions and words. The words have been spoken that we're going to assess. Now the actions are going to be, what are you going to do? And for the Orioles, from now until the end of the year, you got to find out who you want to give more run to, because that helps you factor in that part of it. Then you got to make a commitment to who that's going to be. And then when you're looking at the landscape of your roster, who do we go after? And more importantly, Bob, than anything else, who do the Baltimore Orioles want to be going into 26? What is our identity? Are we going to have a team that has this veteran presence? Are we this team that's going to be aggressive in our strength? We are going after starting pitching, and we are going to overvalue starting pitching this year. Like, is that the move? Whatever it is.
I think they have to be real aggressive in that area this offseason.
Right. And it doesn't have to, but also I want to recognize this. This doesn't mean going out and signing free agents. Because if you want to look at the free agent signings from this past year, yeah, Max Fried was the highest value or contract, but Corbin Burns, Blake Snell, Luis Severino, Jack Flaherty, guys that have struggled this year, were high price tags for players, right? So it doesn't have to be that, but you have to identify what we need to do. And at the end of the day, fans, Bob, I could hear your passion right there.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear why you didn't get a guy and why you're having problems still. They want to see the results, because if the results don't change, well, something else could change in Baltimore.
Yeah, I want to know. We got to hit a break here, come back, buy or sell. Who's this year's Garrett Crochet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seattle, there's always in the wind that they could be moving some of their guys, even though they're in it to win it as well. We'll come back, count some dough, talk sports, buy or sell. Rich Dubroff joins us live from Chicago, where the Orioles are taking on the Cubs. 220. We'll give you those lineups. Stick around.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Round for that.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Riveting with Ryan, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan joins us every Friday from noon to 2. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Rich Dubroff joins us live from Wrigley. Preview the Orioles and Cubs, and obviously talk about the trade deadline yesterday and some of the Michael Elias comments. Bad news, it looks like, about Grayson Rodriguez. So we'll get into all of that, but let's count some weekend money, hopefully, by ourselves.
All right. A lot of red, as usual, when I'm doing these. NASDAQ is down 495. S&P 500 down 111. How about Under Armour? Down 12 cents. DraftKings down $1.19. As far as the sports topics, a lot going on at the deadline yesterday. An interesting move for the Blue Jays as they acquired Shane Bieber from the Guardians. Flashy name for sure, but one that comes with some risk. He's yet to pitch at the major league level this season after having Tommy John surgery last year, but is currently making some rehab starts and nearing his return. If he can pitch even somewhat close to his former self, that would be a big help for the Toronto rotation, at least on the back end. But they've got their sights set on October and going deep there. Buy or sell, Ryan, if Toronto makes the playoffs like we expect, Bieber will be a part of their trimmed down postseason rotation.
Oh, I'm buying that 100%. Yeah. Especially you're not buying a player at the deadline who's going to be a free agent then in 2 years. You have hopes for him to help you now and for the next year. And the reason why I bring that all up the Blue Jays have said out loud that we're going to go for it. And now that they feel that, you know, they don't want to look ahead to the future, but it does help that you know you're going to have them for one more season. But if Bieber can give you 3 to 4 innings, and he can be a guy that over his career, Nolan, has been lights out. He has a career ERA. He hasn't had a career ERA then higher than 3.80, which was in 2023, since 2018 when he got into the league. So dependable, plus he is a all-star Cy Young Award winner. Yeah, I want that guy. I'm buying that the Blue Jays are going to see Shane Bieber help them at least try to make a run at it.
We'll go over to the NFL where this Christian Wilkins saga, it's become more strange by the day. Abruptly released by the Raiders, this was about a week or so ago. Just 1 year into the massive contract he signed with them, they wanted him to undergo another surgery. He refused, wanted to opt for more of a traditional rehab, so they cut him. And now the real sticking point, an argument over the guaranteed money that remained on his deal. They want to try to get out of it, the Raiders, that is. He's filed a grievance with the NFL Players Association in response. Go ahead and throw in some strange reports about him being taken to HR over kissing the forehead of one of his teammates and that not really going over too well. I don't know what to think at this point, but what I do know is before his injury, he was one of the best at his position in the league. I got a ways to go in his recovery, especially because he didn't get the surgery. But buy or sell here, Bob, Wilkins will still have a strong market when he is healthy again.
I'll soft buy that. I think you mentioned the kiss on the head and their teammates have been speaking out about him getting the help that he needs. I think there's more layers to the off the field stuff than what's going on simply from an injury standpoint. You know, Pete Carroll, kind of a no-nonsense guy, player coach, but if he's jettisoning you and they're trying to, you know, get themselves out of some guaranteed signing bonus dough, if he's healthy and then there's nothing more than just one guy taking offense, and for the record, I don't like guys touching my head either. Definitely don't want him kissing me on the head, but that's just me. So if all of that gets cleared up and there's nothing more to it, he'll be an enticing D-line piece for a contending team.
Let's see here. More from the deadline. The blockbuster yesterday between the A's and the Padres. We'll start first with the San Diego side of things. Got a question on the A's coming later. When San Diego continues to buy aggressively, well, that's been their calling card. Even still, there were rumblings leading all the way up to 6 p.m. yesterday that they were trying to unload Dylan Cease, which was a little strange considering they've been so aggressive in buying elsewhere, and that's a move that would categorize as just a flat-out sell. Nothing came of it. He remains with the team, but will still become a free agent at the end of the year. Buy or sell, Ryan, San Diego will not make Cease a serious offer beyond the minimum qualifying one. To get the draft compensation.
Yeah, I buy that. You know, Cease, this is the reality with pitchers, right? The unpredictability of what the market can be. And if you're going to spend money on a pitcher, you want to feel pretty good of what that investment is going to get you. And for Dylan Cease this year, if you go to a lot, we'll go back to the year before. Looked like that's the Cease that was going to hit the market, that people would trade for and go, yep, I want that guy. And then this year happened, you know, and it hasn't been a good year for him. And that inconsistency is what worries teams. And I think that, as we've seen throughout the market, other teams will overspend, in my opinion, for guys that they are enamored with. I don't see Baltimore doing that. And the same thing I could possibly be said with Zach Gallen right now is, how much are you buying the bounce back? Another pitcher that's got a ERA almost to 6 on the year. He's got a 5.6 ERA. That's a lot of risk. For all that, I'm buying that they aren't going to do that.
Weren't the Orioles in on Cease the year that they traded for Flaherty? Or was that last year? Or was it 2 years ago?
I mean, there were reports of it before the Burns thing went down. That was like the top name, because Burns wasn't really a known guy to be actually available. Right. So it came out of nowhere. But before that, Cease was the name being thrown around.
And they wanted Rick Grayson and Holiday, but allegedly that was sort of the scuttlebutt there.
How about some Orioles here? The Orioles traded Sir Anthony Dominguez earlier this week and immediately had to face him as a member of the Blue Jays that same day. Saw him again the following day, as a matter of fact. But now that they've traded Andrew Kittredge to the Cubs, well, they got a chance to see him this weekend. Kittredge was speaking with Jesse Rogers of ESPN, said all he had to do was switch team hotels, pretty easy trip for him. And when asked which former teammate he wants to punch out the most, he said Gunnar Henderson. Not sure if things will line up that way when Kittredge gets at least an inning this weekend, but Bob, are you buying or selling? Kittredge will turn in a clean line against his former team, just like Dominguez did earlier in the week.
I'm selling it. Gunnar's going to take him yard. He's got two home runs in July. It's a new month, man. Gunnar's going to come out of here in 15 home runs.
Boom.
In the month of August, or maybe five. We'll take either one, better than two, but I'm selling the Kittredge. We'll have a clean inning against the Orioles whenever he faces them. Dominguez looked pretty damn good, by the way.
Yeah, he looked like it was a good investment by the Jays here, for sure. Also,
with
another
upside-down number, too. In his uniform.
Yeah, you know, also looked good from a while ago. We didn't talk about it, but when we buy or sell here before, Kyle Stowers looked pretty good in that series against the Orioles here.
Yeah, you mean three home runs and all that good stuff?
I'm just saying, I'll take a victory lap on that. I said he's going to hit two, but I was wrong. He wanted to hit three.
Oh, damn.
Last topic of the day, as I tease the other side of that blockbuster deal, the A's side of things, moving on from two of their more valuable pieces, Mason Miller, who still had 4 years of team control, J.P. Sears still had three on his contract. All of this led me to initially react in some confusion. Make no mistake, the A's are not good this year, but it seemed to me that they were getting closer to developing a core with Miller and Sears being a part of it. Now, it's hard to argue against the return that they got. Leo DeVries, the big 18-year-old prospect coming back in return, considered one of the best in all of baseball. So, Ryan, are you buying or selling that DeVries and the other players coming back in this move will actually be what ends the A's rebuild?
I'll soft buy that, because I think the A's have some other issues that they have to sort out. Like, are you really going to play in Vegas? Or are you going to put a name on where your city and where you're located moving forward? Are you going to stay as the Athletics? That's one thing. But secondly, they have a young talent that's still trying to figure out how to win, build that culture. But I do think with all the players that they got back, certainly a few of them are going to be big pieces. DeVries being the guy, I can't tell you how blown away with I was with the package that the Athletics got. Because as much as Mason Miller is tremendous, and I know there's some rumblings that maybe he goes back to being a starter, I don't know how effective he'll be as a starter, but for a closing pitcher, you gave up that much, and I could see two of those guys, maybe even three, if that works out, that those are integral parts of your team, then yeah, the A's are going to be pushing more of being just a really well-rounded unit and eventually contending.
Trade deadline's over. Orioles season does resume tonight, however, or this afternoon, coming up in less than an hour, as a matter of fact. Taking on the Cubs, we'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff, get his thoughts on how the things went for Mike Elias and the Grayson Rodriguez news, which doesn't appear to be all that great. We might not be seeing old Grayson Rodriguez till 27.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And maybe he is our buddy Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I just told Nolan that I got up at 4 a.m. after the trade deadline to fly here to Chicago, and I am raring to go.
Well, let's do that, Rich Dubroff. Let's talk about a guy, however, that didn't get traded. And we knew Eflin, when he got put on the IL, still available, air quotes, but chances probably dimmed a little bit. Was there any market at all from what you can gather, Rich, in Tomo Sugano over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I don't really think so. I think that it wasn't going to be there wasn't going to be a great market. The Orioles would have probably had to put a lot of money into Sugano in order to make a deal. And so I was a little surprised. I figured that they would put enough money in, and then maybe some team that really really wanted a back end starter would have bit. But he's staying here. And I was actually pretty sure he was going to go. So I was surprised with that one.
Yeah, Rich, I think it's an understatement that the Orioles moved quite a bit of guys. And who was it going to be was the million-dollar question, which I think almost everyone did. Like, I'm not surprised. I guess where I'm going with this is, Rich, there was no real surprise of who did actually get dealt. You know, Zach Eflin, we know the injuries, I think, scared away a lot of teams. Tomo was kind of up in the air, but wouldn't have surprised me with him being moved. But Ramon Laureano was the one that you knew he could have been moved, but what was the value? And it seemed like, you know, up until the last few hours yesterday, it looked like Ramon's name wasn't a part of much until it was. I mean, but clearly for the O's, they felt like it was a deal that they couldn't resist.
Well, Ryan, Mike Elias spoke about that earlier today in a Zoom call, and he said that they couldn't have gotten the package they wanted from the Padres without including Ramon Laureano. You know, they really liked the big left-handed pitcher, Boston Bateman, that they got. They thought that he was an exceptional pitcher, and he was not, you know, the type of talent that was readily available. And they figured, well, they'd have to put Laureano into the deal. I was a little surprised, but once I saw that Urias and Kittredge were traded, and they both could have come back next year. I mean, Urias had a year of club control. Kittredge had an option for next year. Then I thought that there was a good chance that Laureano would go. Before that, I didn't think he was going to go.
Yeah, and they did get a good haul. And I'm a big Bateman believer looking at him and the projectability. But that is now another piece that the Orioles are going to have to figure out, right, is who's going to be able to fill that void. Obviously, you still have Tyler O'Neill on the roster. But then, Rich, maybe in your mind, when do we see maybe some of the young bucks get a run here? You know, the one outfielder that everyone's pointing to in the minor leagues because he's tearing it up is Dylan Beavers. You know, when do you think the Orioles are going to let maybe Dylan Beavers get a run and an extended look up here before season's end?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think probably sometime later this month, I think both he and Basayo probably will get a call later this month. You know, I think that they need to take a look at Dylan Beavers, and I think they want to, you know, they want to keep him eligible for Rookie of the Year next year and the possible draft choice that goes with it. So I think that they're going to wait a few weeks with both of them. I mean, I'm eager to see Dylan Beavers play at the big league level. And it's interesting because, you know, as bad as the Orioles season has been, you know, their minor league teams have not done well either. You know, and there haven't been a lot of really nice surprises. And Beavers playing really well has been a nice surprise, or at least a nice positive for the Orioles.
It really has, and we know that Sam Bassaio is going to be, or the hope is, that he will be a big part of the team. Everyone's saying he's going to fit in. He's going to be that guy. Dylan Beavers, the upside's there, but just like with every prospect, though, we truly don't know. But Rich, let me just ask you then, if we're looking at the last 2 months, what is something you would like to see the Orioles either focus on or maybe do here? As, you know, I know that they conceded by making all the trades, but it still is a very valuable time for a lot of many reasons.
Well, what you need is a couple of players that you're not expecting to play well, you know, or maybe some of the guys that they bring up. They brought up Jeremiah Jackson. He's going to be the designated hitter today. He's never played in the big leagues. All of a sudden, after, you know, middling years at Double A, he goes to Triple A and he's batting, you know, over .370. So he's the kind of guy who you might be looking for something from. And, you know, there's so many opportunities in the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen was absolutely decimated with all the trades. And there are going to be meaningful innings out there for guys like, Corbin Martin and Cade Stroud and Geraldo and Craig Wolfram. And those guys have to pitch well to put themselves in the Orioles' plans for 2026. You know, in opportunity, there is opportunity, Ryan. And, you know, a couple of these guys have to take advantage of that opportunity. And that's, you know, as you know, when you get a chance to play, there will be perhaps some unexpected guys play well. And there's a couple of starters are going to have to emerge. Brandon Young is going to get a chance to play. It's going to be a few weeks before we see Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells, and maybe they call up Ryan Contreras from Norfolk, who's got some big league experience, and maybe he gets an opportunity. So there is something to watch, and that's not even mentioning, you know, the core group of players, some of whom have underperformed this year, and with the hopes that maybe the last 2 months of the season will be a little better for them.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, as always, appreciate the time. We know you're busy. Enjoy the weekend in Wrigley Field, and we'll talk to you next week down at Camden Yards.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Bob, and thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Rich.
There's Rich Dubroff, everyone out there with the Birds of Baltimore. Come back, give you the Oriole lineup, and we're going to have Mike Elias talking about Grayson Rodriguez, so stick around for that. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Haven't really heard much from Nolan. He's going to let it all out. Let it all out. Coming up next.
He was feeling on some elbow impingement during spring training, and we had to shut him down and start him back up. Unfortunately, that has kind of reappeared. At the time, that was the opinion of all medical parties, and including outside opinions, to treat the injury conservatively before we go diving into an elbow surgery. But now with this recurring, I think that option is back on the table. And this would not be an elbow reconstruction. It would be a debridement.
That's Mike Elias talking about Grayson Rodriguez, who's not pitching in 2025. But, Ryan, as we just heard, not Tommy John surgery. I don't know what debridement or whatever. Looks like a bone chip kind of thing there, impingement.
Yeah, and well, that might be one of the issues. Yeah. I still think this is a way more complicated matter than just that. Because if it was just bone chips, I think we'd be moving the process along. I'm going to be honest, Bob, this is a part of the equation. Regardless of what the decision is going to be made, the Orioles going into the offseason cannot count that Grayson Rodriguez is going to be a part of their rotation. Even though I liked hearing that you're hopeful that he will be ready by the spring, I'll be honest, Bob, I'm just not optimistic even about that. And I am a glass half full guy. I am. But when we saw what's happened the last year of who you can bank on and what you want to see or who you hope to see, the unfortunate reality for Grayson Rodriguez since he's come up to the big leagues, it has been a good time spent on the IL, especially now over the last two seasons.
Orioles Cubs coming up at 2:20. Holiday, second base, Westberg third, Gunnar at short, Adley behind the plate, O'Neill in right, Kowser in left, Mayo at first, Carlson center, Jackson the DH, Trevor Rogers is on the hill for the Orioles. Nolan, how you feeling over there?
Feeling pretty good. Busy day. A lot being said. A lot being said out there by Mike Elias today, obviously. But the preferred quote for me of the day has actually come from Jordan Westberg. Seeing this here on Matt Weirich's Twitter, Westberg asked about leadership on the team now that really a lot of the veteran pieces on the team have been traded. Short and succinct on this quote, but that's Jordan Westberg saying we've got to put our big boy pants on and lead this clubhouse. And to me, that's huge for the future. This young core, as great as they are on the diamond, as great as they are in, you know, they've been praised since they've been drafted or since they've entered the organization. But it's time to take that next step as an entire team. And in order to do that, some of these young guys, Westberg included, are going to have to be the leaders. It can't be as simple as just performing well on the field. They need to start being the guys that lead themselves. You know, we don't need to sign Ramon Laureano's of the world to come in and lead this clubhouse. You don't need a Ryan O'Hurd of the world to be the leader of the clubhouse. That should be on the Gunnar Hendersons, the Jordan Westbergs, the Adley Rutschmans. And quite frankly, I'm a little tired of the, well, they're just quiet and go about their business. That's part of it. That's fine. You've shown you can do that for a couple years. Now it's time to take that next step.
Have to. You have to at this point because this is the one thing for this Orioles team is that moving forward, what do you want to see? You want to see development, and it's not just with your play on the field because the teams that go on to have success, they're the ones that are accountable on and off the field. And I think Jordan Westberg is a perfect guy to step in to be that moving forward. Now, for Westy, big thing, he's got to be healthy. If he's healthy, man, he's going to be a player. And talk about a guy that can really embody being a Baltimore Oriole in this city. It's him, but this goes for the whole group. It's a young group. It's a talented group. But no one's going to hold your hand in the big leagues anymore. And you got to find a way to go out there and prove that you can go up there and take down some of the Giants. Because as talented as they are, Bob, they still have proven that they got a long way to go.
You want to get to that fun house, Nolan? Let's head into the weekend on a high note.
Quick Draws Funhouse, sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Kick things off here with Mike, who says, I have no problem with the trades as far as outgoing players. It's all of these young prospects, very young prospects, that we traded for. Traded for no one that's going to help us next year, and Elias made it sound like we're only retooling, not rebuilding, which tells me that our minor league system is bare.
I mean, what did the Orioles need a lot of through the system was pitching depth, because they didn't have a ton of it. So I know it's at the lower levels of it, but you are replenishing there. You know, to be honest, the bullpen to me is one of the easier things to try to piece back together. If you go back to look at the 2022 and 2023 Orioles, probably can't name more than five relievers on that staff if you want to be honest. And if you can, how about names like Cionel Perez, Dylan Tate, Joey Creeble, all guys that had really good years and so far since then have been non-existent for whatever the reasons may be. So they got a lot of question marks, but yes, the core is still there to go out there and play well.
Matt in New Orleans, he hasn't been shy about his feelings on Elias, continues that here, says the O's just went three and out and punted at this recent trade deadline. I'm pleased we have pitchers, but these guys are 3-4 years away. Players aren't proven either, can't be reliable for that matter. They did nothing, even if they are trade bait in the offseason. Elias's track record in the offseason is horrible. He has no clue, no business running a Major League Baseball team. All he can do is gather prospects. At some point, when will you address the needs of the major league level? Because the Orioles, last time I checked, are a Major League Baseball team.
I know a lot of people are mad in the prisoner of the moment, but was the Corbin Burnes trade made in the offseason going into 2024?
Made right before spring training.
So is that considered the offseason? Sure. I would. That was a massive move. Now, would you like to see more of those moves? Absolutely. And the Orioles also, up until this year, there was a lot of praise. So I'm with you. They have to make more moves. But I don't want to discredit for what they have done so far. And the Corbin Burnes move was one of the largest trades the Orioles have made in recent memory.
I'm going to go Alice in Chains for you, Mike Elias. No excuses this offseason. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back. Actually, I'll be at training camp. One winning drive on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. We still got plenty to get to coming up over the weekend. Orioles taking on the Cubs coming up in less than a half hour. NFL started last night with all these fancy new video gadgets that they're going to use to measure first downs and such. Ryan, have a great weekend.
You too.
Nolan, I'll see you when I see you. Inside Access coming up here in just a matter of minutes. For Vinny Serrano, Ryan Ripka, Nolan McGraw, and Bob Haney, stay safe, stay healthy. Have a great weekend, everybody. For now, I'm Plastic Smith.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.